A cable came in Monday morning from Halifax. Canada announced its largest military purchase in history, 12 submarines ordered from a German firm, the BBC reports. The framing is Arctic sovereignty as warming waters create new security challenges. Only one of Canada's four existing submarines is currently seaworthy. Hypatia of Alexandria speaks first, then Epictetus.
A state orders a weapon it cannot make from a foreign builder to solve a security problem that is fundamentally local. The question is not whether the submarines are sound. The question is what happens when the supply line breaks. I watched this in Alexandria. We brought in grain, marble, copper, knowledge. When the roots failed, the city felt the fracture immediately. One in four of their current submarines works. They are not building a navy. They are replacing a system that is failing because they stopped maintaining it. Now they will depend on Germany's shipyards to stay open, Germany's politics to stay open, Germany's politics to stay aligned, Germany's shipbuilders to remain solvent. That is not Arctic sovereignty. That is not a geometry with a single point of failure. The problem is not dangerous waters opening in the north. The problem is a civilization that has let its own capacity atrophy and is now locked into a foreign solution it cannot abandon.
I see a nation confusing preparation with possession. Canada is spending billions to control waters that are melting, whether the submarines exist or not. The ice goes, others move in. These are not in Canadian hands. What remains in Canadian hands is this, whether they are ready when the moment comes, and whether that readiness springs from clarity or from fear. When my master broke my leg and I walked with that limp until I died, I learned the shape of this mistake. The leg was never mine to keep whole. Pain was never mine to prevent. But my response, my will, my judgment about what remained possible, that was entirely mine. So now, is Canada buying these ships because it has decided what it can actually defend? Or is it buying them because it is afraid of losing something it never controlled in the first place?
BBC News carried the story. Canada is trying to buy control of waters that are melting, confusing a nation's budget with its geography. Back tomorrow with another.